Brown Limper had been making progress. Since each council member had one vote, he engineered the rescue of the couple in British Columbia and the four in the Sierra Nevadas. This was all humanitarian, of course, and settled them in his village as tribes, and now claimed three council votes. He was just now working on the Indian question to get a member of that tribe up here and so have four council votes. He hoped he was also making progress in other ways. At the council, he would casually and very truthfully drop remarks about Tyler, how the village had always considered him wild, rash, and irresponsible, even though he personally had tried to correct such impressions. He mentioned how, as a child, Tyler was always running about, playing, and refused even to draw water for his family, an obligation all well-behaved, thoughtful children had. He made light of any rumor that Tyler had known about the tomb all the time and had hidden the information so that he, Tyler, could go there and rob the honorable dead. Tyler only went now and then, he said, and the parson of the village had once tried his best to correct him and had even taken some of the things the boy had stolen away from him as punishment. Tyler had eventually run away entirely and left his family and the whole village to starve for 2 winters. As to Tyler and Chrissy not being married, well, actually, that was a village secret. The parson had found out certain things when they were children and had forbidden marriage. Not that Tyler cared much for authority, youth being what it was. A lot of the older chiefs from far-off places did not know much of what was going on. And wasn't Chief Staffer the only one around who had been Tyler's own dear companion? Just a couple of days before, Brown Limper had been argued with by some ignorant lout, a chief from the Siberian tribe, and Brown Limper had a feeling they didn't all quite believe him. So he had been morose. Didn't he know Tyler? The real Tyler? And now this disgusting spectacle of self-aggrandizement today. What a conceited oaf. Ugh! Spit! And now he had the nerve to go around pretending he couldn't walk. Just more mockery of Brown Limper. Brown Limper had noticed that the cyclo in the cage seemed to be on very good speaking terms with Tyler. While he did not know what they were saying, it was obvious that they were actually well known to each other. But he had detected some bit of frostiness there,